As one of the founding principals of Tetragon Financial Group, I'd like to welcome you to our quarterly investor call and our first full-year results as a publicly listed company. We're excited about providing an update on progress to date. Our call will focus primarily on full-year 2007 results and figures. The format of the call will be as follows. Phil Bland, CFO for both Polygon and Tetragon, will present Tetragon's Q4 2007 and full-year 2007 results and financials, as well as report on our recent quarterly dividend announcement. I will provide an overview on our portfolio and key performance metrics, and Mike Rosenberg, a founding principal of Tetragon, will provide a market outlook and discuss opportunities for Tetragon. I'd like to remind everyone that the following contains forward-looking comments, including statements regarding the intentions, beliefs, or current expectations concerning performance and financial condition on the products and markets in which TFG invests. Our performance may change materially as a result of various possible events or factors. With that, I'll turn it over to Phil Bland, our CFO.
Thanks very much, David. 2007 was a milestone year for TFG as we became a public company following the IPO of our shares on Euronext Amsterdam in April. As you know, TFG's objective is to generate distributable income and capital appreciation for its shareholders, and despite the significant upheaval in the global credit markets, we're pleased to report what we believe is success in that endeavour. Our investment strategy of identifying attractive asset classes and top-tier asset managers, leveraging our structuring expertise and employing active micro and macro hedging strategies, resulted in what we believe are solid operating results for 2007. Measured in terms of portfolio and asset growth, net income, and dividend payouts. I'll now turn my attention to the main points from the financial and operating highlights and the financial review sections of our annual report, which was published yesterday, and hopefully you've already accessed. As in previous calls, my comments will relate to the performance of the consolidated business, covering Tetragon Financial Group, or TFG, Tetragon Financial Group LP, a US feeder fund, and Tetragon Financial Group Master Fund Limited, and TFG currently owns 94% of that combined business. Starting with earnings per share, EPS for 2007 were 94 cents, which includes an imputed calculation for the period prior to the settlement of the IPO on April the 26th. EPS for the period from IPO to year-end was 48 cents. Despite the write-downs in Q4 of about $70 million, representing TFG's entire holdings of investments with exposure to RMBS and ABS. As a result of that write-down, fourth quarter EPS was negative 11 cents, which reduced earnings by approximately 54 cents per share for the year-to-date. In the three-month period since those write-downs, from November 2007 to January 2008, EPS was 38 cents, which is closely in line with the Q3 2007 EPS of 37 cents. So let's look at some of the underlying components that drove that EPS, starting with consolidated revenues. Well, they grew by 280% from $56 million in 2006 to $214 million in 2007. Revenues grew steadily quarter by quarter through the first three quarters of the year as the portfolio grew and seasoned, before stabilizing in Q4 at around $60 million. One of the key drivers of those revenues is the IRRs in our deals. The transaction IRRs determine the rate at which we recognize income and determine fair value in accordance with FAS 157. We review and recalibrate the assumptions used to generate those IRRs on our portfolio every month. And although we've seen some significant fluctuations in interest rates and prepayment rates in 2007, our actual defaults and losses from defaults on the CLO investments remain close to zero throughout the year. And we continue generally to use the long-term average default rates applicable to the specific underlying collateral quality when determining the IRRs on performing deals. Although individual IRRs move each month as part of the natural evolution of our business, a sign of the diversified nature of our portfolio is that the weighted average IRR of the performing portfolio stayed within a relatively narrow range in 2007, ending the year at 16.6%. And David will provide additional color on the portfolio in the following section. Turning to operating expenses, they grew at a slower rate than top-line revenue, increasing 216% from $13.2 million in 2006 to $41.8 million in 2007. The management fee structure was simplified at IPO time, with a reduced level of 1.5% of funds under management, and since then management fees have scaled in line with asset growth, as you'd expect. Interest expense, which is the other main category within operating expenses, rose more than 200% as we increased the level of repo financing as the portfolio grew. That said, with liquidity management so important during 2007, we reduced the leverage in the company, and this, coupled with a small reduction in the average interest rate payable, dampened the rate of increase in interest expense. Overall operating expenses as a percentage of investment income were 20% for the year, and that percentage was extremely stable quarter on quarter. Moving on to the next section of the statement of operations, which covers realized and unrealized gains, we saw $10 million of hedging gains generated in 2007 as the credit hedges benefited from spread widening in the second half of the year. And again, David will update you on a hedging strategy in the next section. As I mentioned earlier, around $70 million of investments with exposure to RMBS and ABS were written off in late October, shortly after Moody's and S&P published significant downgrades relating to this sector. I should note that we've only received very small cash flows, just over $1 million on those deals since the write-down, and we don't expect to receive additional income in the future on those deals. Taking into account all the categories I've just mentioned, our net income for the business grew to almost $100 million, an increase of over 170% on 2006. This reflected a margin of around 46% of investment income compared with 65% in 2006. Underpinning that income, we also saw strong net cash flows from operations, and they grew even more quickly with a 500% increase year on year, reflecting the growth in TFG's portfolio and the seasoning of transactions that were purchased in 2006 and early 2007. The net assets within the business more than doubled in the first 4 months of the year, driven by new capital taken in prior to and through the IPO. And by the end of 2007, our net assets stood at $1.26 billion, with a NAV per share of $10.03. I'd now like to turn to our Q4 2007 dividend announcement, which has been put through the newswires. Excluding the write-downs described earlier, our underlying earnings per share in Q4 were 37 cents, and the cash flows generated by our CLO investments were strong, in excess of the Q4 investment income recognised in the accounts. These two factors underpinned the approval by the Board of Directors of TFG yesterday of a dividend payment of 15 cents per share with respect to the fourth quarter, which is consistent with the amount paid in the previous two quarters. Going forward, if core returns remain strong and cash flows continue to trend upwards, we'd envisage paying quarterly dividends consistent with the level of earnings and cash flow growth. Investors will have the opportunity to receive their Q4 dividend either fully or partially in the form of shares rather than cash through TFG's optional stock dividend program. And 27% of shareholders elected to use that program for the Q3 dividend. So in summary, from a financial perspective, despite the highly challenging market environment in the second half of the year, the management team and the board are delighted to have delivered solid results encompassing portfolio growth, net income generation, and dividend payments to shareholders. And with that, I'd like to pass back to David to comment on TFG's portfolio and risk profile.
Thanks, Phil. During 2007, our investment portfolio grew from 44 investments with a fair value of approximately $785 million as at the end of 2006, to 61 performing investments with a fair value of approximately $1.45 billion invested 100% in CLO transactions. These 61 distinct CLOs are spread across 32 different collateral managers. Our CLO portfolio continues to be diversified across underlying asset classes and geographies. with approximately 62.5% of the risk capital invested in CLOs with primary exposure to U.S. broadly syndicated senior secured loans, 21.7% in CLOs with primary exposure to European broadly syndicated senior secured loans, and 15.8% in CLOs with primary exposure to U.S. middle market senior secured loans. On a look-through basis, Tetragon's exposure to senior secured leverage loans and high-yield assets has increased from $7.8 billion to over $17 billion year-over-year. This exposure is diversified across approximately 1,675 distinct corporate obligors. Overall, 81% of our exposure is U.S. obligations, with 19% of our exposure residing in European names. At present, we consider Tetragon to be in a fully invested position and continue to opportunistically deploy cash flow generated from our investments. We are currently running minimal portfolio leverage of 1.1 times, and on a look-through basis, our approximate effective Tier 1 ratio equates to 7.3%, based on our exposure to over $17 million in senior secured loans, underpinned by $1.26 billion of equity capital. We have $183 million of net borrowings as of year-end 2007. This is defined as repo and swap borrowings minus free cash on the balance sheet. We have financing docs in place with six firms and are presently using four finance relationships whom have provided us with evergreen term funding arrangements. As Phil mentioned, the weighted average IRR on our investments remained within our historical range in 2007, ending the year at approximately 16.6%. In the last quarter, three-month LIBOR fell from approximately 5.23% on September 30th, 2007, to approximately 4.7% on December 31st, 2007. Since year-end 2007, three-month LIBOR has fallen to 3.09 as of February 25, 2008. The reason I mention this is that our investments in CLOs generate LIBOR plus returns and may therefore rise or fall due to interest rate levels and volatility. We believe the relative stability of our IRRs during 2007, despite declining LIBOR rates, was partially attributable to the gradual improvement of effective yields in our underlying loan portfolio, which was made possible by reinvestment at wider spread levels and or at lower prices, as well as incremental trading gains generated by our asset managers during the recent credit market dislocation. In 2007, approximately 13 basis points of Tetragon's corporate loan portfolio experienced payment or technical defaults, a level that is 67% below the 40 basis point U.S. speculative grade loan default rate based on the total par amount outstanding reported by Moody's for the 12 months ending 2007. This default result is over 95% below the historical average of 3.1%. We would expect to continue this market outperformance trend regardless of the default environment, in that we believe that our loan portfolio managers, through varying credit cycles, have tended to outperform the market averages and will continue to do so. Through December 2007, approximately $106 million of net excess losses have been factored into our IRR calculation. This is up from $38 million at the end of Q1 2007. The pace of realized losses continued to track below the long-term average historical levels used to project expected losses on our investments. I'd highlight these net excess life-to-date losses are CLO-specific, and the total figure of $106 million represents the aggregate sum of these net excess losses experienced in each underlying loan portfolio for each CLO. This valuation reserve approach is one we feel is conservative, prudent, and unique in the marketplace. Our exposure to covenant light loans is approximately 16.5%, and well below the 35% new issue levels that were so prevalent early in 2007. We expect this percentage to decline over time as managers reinvest surplus cash and prepaying assets in loan product with firmer covenants and better structural protection. Exposure to second lien loans is approximately 6% and below the 2007 average of approximately 10 to 15%. As Phil mentioned, Tetragon's macro and single name hedging program resulted in $10 million in hedge gains for 2007. Technical factors and risk mitigation led to spread widening and resultant hedge gains ahead of specific credit deterioration. We continually review overall hedging program and hedge single name concentration exposures, with no single net exposure being above 80 basis points of total loan assets. With that portfolio review, I'll now turn it over to Mike Rosenberg to take us through the market outlook.
Thanks, Dave. 2007 was a year marked by unprecedented dislocations and volatility in the credit markets, including the leveraged loan market. It started as a progressive deterioration in the U.S. housing sector, leading to significant losses in the mortgage securitization and the ABS CDO market. This in turn triggered significant deleveraging and liquidity pressures across many fixed income markets. The bank loan market was not immune to this. The resulting tightening of credit extension by banks and liquidation pressures on investors, coupled with a substantial pipeline of LBO loans, led to material price declines in the loan market. Now, this represents both a risk and also an opportunity for us going into 2008. Given that fundamental credit conditions, as evidenced by low corporate default rates, remained fairly benign in 2007, we believe that a significant portion of the dramatic and broad-based price decline and loan spread widening was technical in nature. Investors financed with short-term and market value-based leverage and financing, which includes hedge funds, market value CLOs, SIVs, total rate or return swap investors, all felt the brunt of this credit squeeze as they faced reduced availability of capital, increased financing costs, and a reduction in the liquidity in the underlying loan market. By contrast, Tetragon has locked in term cash flow-based financing. The cash flow nature of our term financing means that we are not subject to liquidation pressures due to market value declines in our underlying loan exposure. The weighted average cost of our term financing is approximately LIBOR plus 50 basis points. This is extremely valuable in today's market, where current CLO liability costs are approximately LIBOR plus 150 basis points. Our current earnings are based on a weighted average spread of our approximate $17 billion loan exposure of LIBOR plus 263 basis points. In the current market, any loan prepayment proceeds can be reinvested in significantly wider spread or discounted price loans. As an example, if loan prepayment rates continue at their 20% pace throughout 2008, then approximately $3.5 billion can be reinvested at loan yields that are at least 200 basis points wider than current levels. All else being equal, this has a positive impact on our earnings. We believe that loan spreads will remain wide for the foreseeable future as banks continue to tighten credit and defaults begin to tick up. This should provide us with continued favorable reinvestment opportunities. However, the key to performance going forward will be to continue to successfully manage our loan default loss levels. We do expect default rates to increase throughout 2008 from their current levels and likely reach levels consistent with the historical average for the loan market. Our outperformance to date with respect to loan default losses provides us with a cushion of over $100 million in excess loan loss reserves to withstand higher than projected losses going forward. As a reminder, this excess loan loss reserve is an aggregate of reserves on each individual investment. Each of our 61 CLO transactions is segregated and independent, and thus the underperformance or outperformance of one does not necessarily impact the rest of the portfolio. While we expect default rates to pick up, we do think we are appropriately positioned and anticipate to continue to produce consistent earnings. I'd like to now cover a few topics related to the current market. As mentioned before, all of our CLOs to date have cash flow-based financing. We do not have any exposure to market value CLOs in the portfolio. Monolines is another topic that has had a lot of press coverage lately. I'd like to point out that we do not have any credit risk exposure to monolines. Some of our CLOs may have monolines who have wrapped the senior tranches, but those liabilities are already funded. Any credit exposure to monolines would be borne by the investors who purchased those liabilities and not to us as the equity in these transactions. Going forward in 2008, we expect to see a continued slowdown in CLO issuance volumes. However, given our position as a significant investor in this market and our structural expertise, we do think that we will be able to selectively make investments to meet our investment objectives. In addition, we are reviewing new financing structures that are tailored to the current loan market, which should provide us more flexibility in meeting our investment needs. Now, going back looking at 2007, it was an interesting year. As David discussed, our operating results were strong. However, our share price suffered along with many other financial institutions. It's frustrating to us because there is much more of a direct causal relationship between our actions in running the company and our operating results. However, from a share price perspective, there is not as direct a link. We are continuing our share buyback program, continuing to pay a dividend consistent with our earnings, increasing our brand value, and continuing to communicate with our investors. Ultimately, however, we think that continuing to produce consistent earnings in a challenging market environment is the best way towards bettering our share price. We recognize that our business is not typical and that there are not many, if any, others with the same profile. Having a permanent equity capital base and long-term cash flow financing against our loan exposure provides us with many advantages over others in the loan market. This has been particularly evident over the last several months. We have a very strong first mover advantage, and we will look to solidify our position in the market during this window of opportunity. In closing, we would like to encourage you to continue to call us with any questions. We found that given the complexity of our business, we were able to provide much clearer guidance and explanations to questions on a one-to-one basis and remain committed to strong communication going forward. As a reminder, our monthly update for February will be published on March 14th, and we look forward to talking with you in the near future. Thank you, and now I'd like to turn it over to the operator to close the call.